Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Plans to add more retail parking and apartments near Eastwood Town Center are one step closer after last night's Lansing Township Board of Trustees meeting. Joining me on the phone now, John Dare, who is Lansing Township Supervisor. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Me too.
I bet you are after last night's vote. We're moving closer, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Last night was the culmination of a couple of years of thinking and agonizing and vetting, and we have just talked ourselves silly about what to do and how to do it, and you know, we're one step closer.
Well, and you talk about a couple of years of agonizing over decisions and how to do it. There's some creative things that happened to make this project move forward. And we should start with reminding folks of what the project is, if you don't mind doing that.
Yeah, no problem. I guess the easiest way to start is just by telling a story. Mike and Pat Eyed, 40 years ago, in the early 1970s, started acquiring real estate at Lake Lansing Road, Wood, and 127. And over all these many years, they acquired approximately 200 acres. Mike and Pat, twin brothers, Pat passed away in 1992, and Mike carried the torch from there on. We got to talking fairly seriously with Mike in the latter part of the 20th century. I'm going to say 1997, 1998. Mike came to us with a vision. He saw what we call Eastwood today as a jewel, and he wanted to develop it the right way. And he said, in all sincerity and honesty, that he couldn't do it alone. He needed help. He used his brother as, you know, as twins would, and he felt that he needed a support system and was hoping that Lansing Township would be that support system. And fortunately, we hired the right people to help us. Steve Hayward was not on board at that time with the township. He was working for an engineering planning company called HNTB, and I knew I needed help, and I called around, and people said that they felt that this Steve Hayward from HNTB would be someone that could really help me, and he helped us with the first phase, which is called Eastwood. And we worked on that for several years together. And in the early part of the 21st century, we opened Eastwood, and it's had a good run for 8 years. But in about 2005, we thought, you know what? There's more to this. We've got a very successful venture here, but there's more to develop. And so that's when we started talking about phase two, and we didn't know exactly where to put it. Of course, we had to work with Mike on just where he felt the right placement was, and we kicked that around for the better part of a year or two, and then we decided to go full force, and over the past year and a half, maybe 2 years, we zeroed in on just how we wanted to do this, and well, last night was the first result of many things to happen.
Well, and what we're looking at is a very interesting mixed-use property. There'll be, of course, parking and covered parking as well. There'll be luxury apartments.
Exactly.
There'll be restaurants. There'll be stores. I spend a lot of time at Eastwood now.
So do I.
I'm excited about the idea
too.
Of expansion, because I'm at the theater on Friday nights, and then we all go to dinner afterwards.
Right.
Oftentimes, we're waiting in line. So I'm excited about not taking away from the restaurants and so forth that are there, but having more choices for all of us.
Yeah, I agree. I love Eastwood just as much as you do. And I guess I have to say this, because I think we all love to go on vacation. One thing I love about Eastwood is I can go to Eastwood on any given evening or any given day, for that matter, and feel like I'm on vacation. And what I mean by that is, you know what I mean when you're on vacation and you're at a great place and you just feel, oh my God, what a wonderful day I'm having away from home, away from the office. That's how I feel like I'm on vacation every time I'm out there.
I would echo that. That comes up in conversation when I'm there with different folks. It feels like we're somewhere else.
Exactly.
Which is a great feeling, and the intent of this new project is to simply expand on that feeling.
Exactly.
So obviously, the thought of, as you and I have just alluded to, the demand for this, for more of this kind of space is there. When we're talking about the financing part of this was pretty interesting as well.
Right.
Municipal bonds and then a 99-year lease,
right.
and how did that all cook out?
Well, first of all, as I told you earlier, Mike came to us many, many years ago and said, of course, I guess I have to preface this by saying I've known my guide since we were youngsters, so I go back way back with Mike.
So there's a trust factor there, longstanding.
Oh, yeah. So Mike and I have known each other from grade school on, and so we had this good rapport. And when he came to me and said, "I want to work with you," and when I hired Steve Hayward and later on Matt Brinkley, and I've been fortunate in that I've surrounded myself with people that know what they're doing, not only appointed or people that I've hired, but also the elected officials that I've worked with. First of all, Mike Hyde does not like to sell real estate. purchasing the property from him was not going to become a reality. So we dug deep into the laws and found out that we could do everything but buy the property from him. So we have a 99-year lease with Mike, and because we wanted to control our destiny, we felt that no one could develop it better than we could. Not that Mike isn't capable of developing. He certainly can develop well, but I have two planners on staff that are second to none, and we have a PD planned, a planned unit development plan that we paid a lot of money for in 2005. And we want to live out that plan. And that's the reason why we decided to take this venture and the risk that goes with it.
Well, and that's what I was just going to bring up. There is always, as when the township is acting as a developer, as with any developer, there's always a bit of a risk on the project.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that we agonized over. And I wasn't going to move forward with this until I was doggone sure that this was not only doable, but it was something that just would not fail. And we, first of all, had to talk to our attorneys and make sure that what we were planning on doing was legal, and certainly is. We had vetted this through some financial experts, national known experts, by the way. And the process was vetted further by, it had to be approved by the Downtown Development Authority. That's a 9-person board. It also had to be vetted by the Township Board of Trustees. There are 7 members. And also by the Planning Commission, which also has 7 members. So 23 people had to vote on this. And we didn't have absolute unanimity, but out of the 23 votes, there were 4 dissents. So I feel that the fact that 17 or 18 people thought it was the right thing to do was enough reason for me to feel obligated to move this to the next step.
Well, now that this hurdle has been reached and we're moving forward with this, what is the timetable? Are we going to begin to see some changes right away?
Well, if you've been driving out to Eastwood and looking around, there's been a lot of decision making, and you will see every indication that work is being done out there right now, but actual groundbreaking may not happen in the next 2 weeks. But I'm hoping that by at least the middle of July, we see some dirt turning. And I think, and Steve Hayward or Matt Brinkley could probably answer these questions better than I, but my hope is that in 6 or 7 months, we'll have at least two of the buildings up. The parking garage probably will take 6 or 7 months. So my guess is before the turn of the year, we will have some development up.
Well, it's an exciting adventure. I look forward to watching it through the process. Hopefully we'll talk to you during the process of it all as it's coming along, and look forward to taking advantage of some of the new restaurants and stores there as well. Thank you so much, John, for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a nice evening.
You
Bye.
Too, John. We've been speaking with John Dare, who is the Lansing Township Supervisor on the new development just north of Eastwood. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.